So Nehemiah restored the Sabbath. In the Hebrew custom, they ceased to work and worshiped God. So in the New Testament time, Christians are under the new covenant. It is the blood of the everlasting covenant. Hebrews chapter 18 verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenants. The cup of communion is the token of a new covenant, whereby our faith in Jesus Christ God forgives us our sins through His bloodshed on cross. Jesus resurrected on the day after Sabbath or Sunday. Christians find the rest in the Lord. In the Christian custom, many Christians worship on Sunday, the resurrection day. Hereby, the day when a Christian finds the rest in the Lord is the rest or Sabbath day. That day when Christians are conscious of the power of the Lord's resurrection, of the Lord's presence, or of being led by the Lord, or being ruled by the Lord, is the Lord's day. Therefore, Saturday, Sunday, any other day, or every day can be the Sabbath day or Lord's day. For me, every day is my Sabbath day and the Lord's days. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For God said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. That meaning the new covenant is a substance thing, but Mosaic law is a shadow of the heavenly thing. Jeremiah chapter 31:31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. So new covenant said to Judah people and Israel people, and extending to Gentile people as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 25, in the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. So cup is token for new covenants. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Matthew chapter 11, 20. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So we can have a rest only in Jesus, rest. Matthew 12, verses 1, 2. At that time, Jesus went through the great grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain to work over there to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, and they said to Jesus, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. Jesus answered, but if you had known what this means, I desire mercy as a matter of heart, rather than work, conduct, and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Disciples, no guilt. Verse 8, for the Son of Man is the Lord, or Maker even of the Sabbath. So the substance thing, not shadow, Son of Man. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempted to be justified by law, kept Sabbath day, Lord, justified by law. That is different from Christ. You have fallen from grace, wished upon grace. Romans chapter 14, verse 5. One person esteems one day, Sabbath day or Sunday or Saturday, above another, but another esteems every day alike, like me. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind, whatever convinced. Colossians chapter 16 and 17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, all of them shadow, but the substance of Christ himself. Matthew chapter 28 verse 1. Now after Sabbaths, so Sunday at the first day of the week, Sunday began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and other Mary came to see tomb, and they, Mary Magdalene and other Mary, went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet, worshipped him. So Sunday, resurrected, they worshipped first time. Book of Acts, chapter 2, 46-47, here, daily worship. So continuing daily with one accord in temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God, daily worship, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Book of Acts chapter 17 verse 2. Then Paul, as his custom, Jewish custom, was went into them, and for three Sabbaths, Jewish custom, that is the Sabbath, take a rest and make holy worship God, Jewish custom, reasoned with them from the scriptures. So Saturday taught there. Some then is next. For details see covenant and dispensations below. Verse 23, but they did not obey, nor incline their ear, and made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. Judah people did not obey the covenant to keep the Sabbath, not pay attention to it, but be stubborn against God. So they may be, are disinterested in the word of the covenant to keep the Sabbath. They shall certainly be destroyed without remedy. Psalm 73, verse 9. Oh, how they are brought to desolation, as in a moment, suddenly. They are utterly consumed with terrors. 24, question 3. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord. So, hypothetical sentence. To bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day. So to sanctify or to make the Sabbath holy by ceasing to bring burden or to work. Then is 25, shall enter the gates of this city kings, princes, sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and horses. They and their princes, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. The kings, princes, Judah people, and Jerusalem cities shall enter the gates of Jerusalem city peacefully. That city shall not be destroyed by Babylon, but shall remain forever. Here we can see God's characteristics. God is still giving an opportunity to Judah to return to the covenants to keep the Sabbath. God is reluctant to punish them, ready to pardon, merciful, slow to anger, long-suffering, or patience. That Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. They refused to obey, Jewish people. They were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion, they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, laziness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. not willing, reluctant to punish, or not willing to punish them. Verse 26, and they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin, and from the lowlands, the land around the Salt Sea, Dead Sea, from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings. So from, you know, everywhere, from the people of Judah shall come from everywhere. So bringing burnt offerings, sacrifice, grain offerings, and incense, bringing sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord. So they shall enter the house of the Lord to make a various offering and sacrifices to praise the Lord, in order to praise the Lord. That's called sacrifice of praise. If you keep the covenants to keep the Sabbath now, but if you will not heed me to hallow the Sabbath day, to sanctify the Sabbath day, such as not caring, but you carrying a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates. It shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. If they do not keep the Sabbath, not carrying a burden through the gates, God will allow Babylon to fire its gates. Today is at Babylon time, the scorched walls in the debris can be seen, or is discovered. Today it can be seen. Devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. The palaces in the city was completely destroyed by Babylon. Later, the temple was rebuilt by Herod at Jesus' time, but was destroyed by Rome. Later, Muslims built their temple there, Dome of the Rock. So we covered all the questions. So let's just sing all together. Bulletin, last chapter, the page 69, song number 18.